Nick J. Fuentes is disgusting. Disgusting.
Hello again there, folks. So I've been off the internet for pretty much the last week, or about even longer. Then I've come back and I've discovered that I'm back in 2016. There's a new meme war. And in fact, it's gone beyond the internet, beyond the keyboards. Nick Fuentes and the Groypers are trolling the shit out of Conservative Inc. And just catching up with it and getting back into the swing of it all, I think it's just absolutely hilarious. I've had an absolute roar following this stuff and looking at all of the outrage that they've done. And I noticed there's a couple of people saying, well, we've been here before, that it, you know, we did all of this back in 2016, and I think that's kind of missing the point. I think it's just part of the same thing. I think in 2015, 2016, where the alt-right, when it was at its peak, it was never about political power, really. It was all about just red-pilling normies, weaponizing the internet and social media to get through to as many people as possible. And then once Trump was elected, of course, I think the system singled out the figureheads. And it came down on them like a ton of bricks, and you saw people getting wrapped up in deplatformings going on left, right and centre, people getting wrapped up in court cases, whole websites being taken down and everything like that. But what happened after that I thought was strange, because it was as if everybody just went back to sleep or whatever. Everybody just sort of spat the red pill back out. And in actual fact, that didn't happen. At a lower level, the sort of the weaponized meme warfare continued on, nevertheless. And mainly, I would say a lot of it back in 2016, 2015, that it was mainly Kevin MacDonald's work, I would say, on certain questions that people were that weaponized, that people got the most out of and spread around the revelations of the culture of critique. And you see that now we're in coming to the end of 2019, and there's this new uprising, but I just see it as being part of the same thing. And a while ago I made a video on BitChute, because it was a bit too hot for YouTube. And I asked the question of, well, the problem with tech censorship is that too many people are red pill. Too many people know who's coming down and pressuring the tech companies. They know which organisations, such as the ADL, are taking on the reins of censoring the world, in effect. And so is it not the case that this becomes so obvious that what people were saying back in, you know, all along, but let's just say 2015, 2016, is that not then proving them correct in what they were saying? How do the centrists explain all of this away? Well, in actual fact, they don't. And because the alt-right took a bit of a pounding, I think there was this sense that the grift right, as they call them, could get back to business as normal, and that they could then just pretend that all of that never happened, and they could carry on willfully ignoring the elephant in the room. And now you've got Fuentes and his Groypers coming out and just tearing them all apart and showing them up and putting them on the spot again. And now they are then, these free speech warriors are pretty much demanding censorship to protect their narrative, because there's a lot at stake. There's the Conservative Inc. grift right, not just in America but across the world, is a multi-billion dollar organization. And Turning Points, what's it called, Turning Points USA, is really just a way, it's they're calling it Talking Points, because it's really just a way for the neoliberal system to frame right wing discussion, to say these are the talking points that we're gonna hand over to conservatives. So of course it's ridiculously liberal. It's just this big joke. But then again, it's ideology via think tank and a policy institute, maybe with a flute of champagne at some Washington soiree or dinner party, and then they're gonna pass it down, this rubbish. They're gonna just sort of fob off on conservative-minded Americans, and this to see the Nick Fuentes and the Groypers just throw it back in their face and call them out is absolutely fantastic. But it's the time when this could have been contained is long since over. You know, the plans to the Death Star have escaped. You can send Darth Vader in to wipe everybody out, but it's too late. The plans are on the loose. We know what's going on. We know who's in the Death Star, to draw the analogy out way too far. And so this kind of reactionary memes, laughing at the establishment, undermining it, and being like gleefully slaughtering all of the politically correct cows of the establishment. This is a permanent feature, and they can't censor it anymore because it's too late. The genie is out of the bottle, and so you've got all the grifters and the centrists, as Keith Woods did a funny video, are trying to bring this into their frame of reference somehow. On the one hand, they're a free speech absolutist. On the other hand, they know that if these ideas aren't somehow contained, it's the end of the grift right, because everybody just sees them as being part of this totalitarian neoliberal system. And in a way, it kind of, just to put a sort of happy spin on it, it kind of vindicates what the alt-right was doing and back in, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, 2015, 2016, spreading all of these ideas around and deliberately upsetting the apple cart, being as politically incorrect as possible. And this is just the baton was passed on, and this is just the next manifestation of it, because you can't contain it. It could be done back in the day when there was just a few blokes on a couple of blogs working all this stuff out, and William Pierce podcasts. Not to disparage that at all, but the point is, when you're talking about tens of millions of people who understand that there is this tyranny, and they understand why they can't say certain things, and they understand the hypocrisy of these shills in the grift right, the you can't just wish that away or ignore them forever. It's too late. As I say, the plans to the Death Star are leaked. What are you going to do now? Just wipe out the whole internet, or ignore the will of millions of people? Are you going to come up with these ridiculously convoluted arguments as to why the people can't simply say, why are we becoming an ethnic minority? We don't want that. We don't want it at all. Why are you obsessed with Israel? Well, what's going on here? Why are we sending that money there? And these simple basic answers, they can't be answered by the establishment. So they're going to have to shut it down. But they can't shut it down, because then that just reinforces the idea that they're a tyranny, which they are. So I think it's fantastic. But it's nice to catch up on it all. I'll catch you later, folks.